Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Paul exhorts these Hebrews who confess faith in Christ not to be carried about with divers and strange doctrines. Thus we have evidence that from the very beginning of the New Testament church that there were various and sundry errors and falsehoods that were declared and promoted in its midst, which were either contrary to or an addition to the one true message which he was faithful to declare, to the exclusion of all others. He sums this up in the verse which is just prior to this exhortation when he says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. There can be no sound doctrine set forth by men which is a new revelation or a truth which is not already summed up and revealed in him, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. A strange doctrine is any teaching, tradition, or commandment which does not recognize the complete sufficiency and efficiency of that which Christ came into the world to perform. Strange doctrine is that which denies that Christ has procured and completely obtained eternal redemption for that people for which he undertook this work of redemption. One would have to consider that based upon that definition, there is much strange doctrine which is proclaimed in the earth today, under the guise of gospel preaching. I have often said that it can be more readily proven from the Scriptures that Christ died for all men, and that subsequently all men are saved, than it can be shown that he died for all men, and yet some of them shall yet perish. The latter is a strange doctrine for sure. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. It seems quite clear in the Scriptures that some men shall indeed perish, so we are quite sure that Christ has not taken away their sins by his blood. Else what is the basis upon which they would be condemned, since the wages of sin is death? Since Christ has made a purchase with his blood, it is readily apparent that he shall take possession of that which he bought. One of the chief errors of the Jews was in seeking to perpetuate the rite of circumcision, which Paul clearly negated by saying, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." Another of these errant doctrines is the promotion of days, times, and seasons, and commanding men to abstain from various foods or substances. Paul does not condemn the keeping of any day, or the abstaining from various foods, yet he plainly points out the total insignificance of such. One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks, and he that eateth not, to the Lord he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. Even yet another errant doctrine is the notion that the sons of God can be indifferent to or even enjoy the wickedness of their flesh. Paul addressed this aberration when he said, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" The greatest heartache for any of those who are born again is the corruption of their flesh which they are engaged in battle with daily. We have not the wherewithal to delineate and define all of the divers and strange doctrines which are constantly cast up before the sons of God as stumbling blocks. But we can exhort those who confess to be the followers of Christ to turn neither to the left nor to the right, but to be constantly and solely looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. It is by him and unto him that we must continually offer the sacrifice of praise. That man who is engaged in this sacrifice of praise by him cannot be led astray, for his mind and heart will be occupied in praising him who alone has wrought salvation in the earth.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.